Brandi Roderick from the Celebrity Apprentice All-Stars. It's All-Stars this time around. She's joining us on the line. Hey, Brandi.
Hey.
Now, I have to ask.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Now, I've got to ask. All-Stars. I originally thought Jonah Melissa Rivers. What did you think?
Oh, I definitely thought. I was hoping they wouldn't be, and my wish came true, but I think it's because she has her show, so she was too busy.
That's true.
And yeah. I think it conflicted with her show, which
yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah, that's too bad, because there's a couple people that watch that. So, no, did you have flashbacks, though, to that? Because I actually still hear her saying, and maybe I'll get you to do your best Joan Rivers impersonation, but I still hear her going, a polka player!
Yeah. You know what? That season we had Joan Rivers, this season we have Omarosa. So,
that's true.
They're both crazy, so I guess it's just, you know, a new crazy that you get to see.
You mentioned Omarosa.
So definitely. What's that?
I said, go ahead. Tell me about Omarosa. You've already got an opinion.
She's named the biggest villain on television, and I will just definitely say that she for sure lived up to that title.
Now, going back to the whole All-Stars thing, though, I mean, were you expecting somebody to be there but not on the list? Like, what were your thoughts on this season's cast?
That I was expecting would be there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Joan, obviously, and then Annie Duke would have been one. And even though Annie Duke is a very, very good dear friend of mine, I'm glad that she decided not to do it. Because she would have been, you know, some severe competition.
Now, this season, though, is it guys versus girls? Like, what are the matchups? How do they have it paired?
No, that's one of the new exciting twists. Because there's actually 8 guys and 6 women. They ended up doing a schoolyard pick. So Donald picks 2 people, and they do it schoolyard pick style, so you definitely don't want to be picked last, right? He'll have flashbacks of being on the playground.
Right. You were on the show with Dennis Rodman before, right?
Yes.
And there was a bit of drama last time around. What is it like working with him? You're on the same team this year, right?
Dennis is doing great, and he comes back, you know, to redeem himself and prove and show that, you know, he can play without drinking. I think that for the most part, he's able to do that.
That's good to hear. So in terms of your biggest competition, or maybe was there a celeb that surprised you throughout the course of the show? Any names there?
The only person that surprised me in the sense that I really ended up liking her was Mary Lou Henner. We okay. ended up becoming the best of friends, and I love and adore her. And I wasn't expecting that.
Okay. Now, I've got to ask, you know Hugh Hefner very well and also Donald Trump. What similarities, if any, are there between the two of them?
Let's see. Similarities. Women like them. Other than that, there's really not a whole lot of similarities.
No? Okay. But now we do know, of course, that Mr. Trump loves beautiful women. So I do need to ask, when it comes to the boardroom, though, is he easier on a woman than he is a guy, or is he just as tough with women?
You know what? I definitely think he's just as tough with women, because there are guys that he, you know, is pretty easy on. For whatever reason it may be, whether he admires them, likes their talent, thinks, you know, I think that it's pretty equal, because he's been hard on women as well. So I'd say it's pretty equal.
Now, if you were to give someone advice if they were planning to apply for a job and work for Donald Trump, what would you tell them?
Wear a low-cut dress. Even if you're a guy.
I was going to say, all right, maybe that would work.
Yeah. No, he likes very, very smart people, and don't be late, and don't be disrespectful, and, you know, do your homework.
Now, I've got to ask, what are you working on aside from Celebrity Apprentice? You have any projects on the go right now?
Well, as far as television goes, I mean, I'm always working on something right now. Actually, this weekend, I'm doing a pilot for Bravo, but I also have my two businesses, which one is a shoe company called Pantofolo d'Oro. It's Italian shoe line. That's pdoitalia.com. And then I have my sports fantasy site, which is fantasy.com, F-A-N-T-A-Z, and it's all fantasy sports and skill-based games.
Look at this. You are so busy and still so beautiful. It's just remarkable, right, Randy?
Aw, you're so sweet. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're very welcome. So we're going to be watching Celebrity Apprentice. It airs Sunday nights on NBC, right? 9, 8 Central?
Yep, that's right.
All right, Brandy Roderick, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, guys. Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.